Welcome to another 88.5 Live at Home. And my name is Byron Gonzalez. Thank you for joining me. I am also the host of a Latin alternative show on 88.5 FM called Bilingual Sounds. You can catch it every Wednesday at 9 p.m. And I am so honored and excited today to introduce to you an amazing artist. She just released a brand new, her debut EP called Ventura. And she's a Panamanian artist all the way right here, right next to me. Welcome, Sofia Valdez.
I was muted. Hi, thank you so much for having me. Sorry about that.
No, how are you? Okay. Thank you for taking the time. How are you doing today? How's your day going?
I'm good. I went to sleep like around like 4 or 5 a.m. today because I was finishing a song. And I woke up like an hour ago, like at 2. It's like 3 now. So that's not good. That's definitely not good. I have a lot of stuff to finish today. But yeah, I'm all good. How are you?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well. It's a little cold today in Los Angeles, but that's why I got this sweater on.
I know people say that LA is like hot, but the few times that I've been there, like I've been there like twice in my life and like for a really short amount of times, and it's been really cold. Like yeah. I know it's kind of stupid to say. I had no idea that it gets cold in LA.
No, it does. It does. When you're used to the hot weather all the time, when it gets a little bit cold, you get cold. Like right now, it's probably like 60.
I'm like in the 90s, you know, like, so anything that's like a little like windy is like really cool.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive to it. and so where are you connecting from? Are you in Panama right now?
Yeah, I'm home. I'm with my family right now. I'm kind of scared my mom's going to walk in any second now. But yeah, I'm home and all good.
Yeah. Awesome. That's good. I was reading that you had to go home during the pandemic. And yes. I'm glad you're able to stay with family because sometimes being on your own is very, very difficult during the pandemic.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess I just turned 21 like 2 weeks ago. So I think like I can be like staying with my parents, you know, and it wouldn't be weird. Actually, it would not be weird overall because it's a pandemic, but
it's actually the smartest thing to do right now.
Yeah. I don't know how people like have been able to like stay by themselves. I know a few, but you know, like everyone has such a different like home situation that some people like cannot be with their families in the same place, you know?
Yeah. Different strokes for a lot of different people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But let's talk about your music a little bit. You just released your new debut EP, which is wonderful, by the way. And a lot of us are still trying to get to know you a little bit. You're brand new to the scene. You released your first single in 2020, and now you have your debut EP. But I want to know a little bit about you. How did you get started with music? I know you started very, very young, playing the guitar. But before that, what led you to have this connection with music?
I think it was like my mom was like, you should take guitar classes, and I did, and I think I fell in love with the like crafting songs, and it would take me a long time to like finish a song, but it was so much fun because it was kind of like a puzzle, you know, and you were trying to like tell a story but like make it poetic and like putting mel, it's just like such a beautiful process. And I think, and yeah, I fell in love with that.
And I know that your great grandparents were both musicians. I had a pretty lovely morning checking out your grandparents' music, Miguelito Valdez and Sofia, I think, right?
Silvia.
No. Silvia de Grace. And did you ever find inspiration from them and their music, or did you find out that they were musicians later in life?
I mean, I've always known I've had like family that did music, but I had no idea that, like, I didn't know they would like be writing songs and stuff. I remember when I started like writing, I thought I was like super like original and whatever. And then I found out that like my dad and my grandparents and my dad's siblings and like you know, everyone's been writing songs forever. I just like didn't know.
Wow. So it's already in your blood and you, it just kind of naturally went to you.
I find it so weird because I've never seen myself like part of this like musical like family, you know, but like now with like interviews and like talking about it, I've like realized that like, yeah, like it definitely has been like a musical upbringing.
That's so funny. So interviews are kind of like therapy for you.
They're so funny because in some interviews, sometimes like I talk to people and then like, and they say something extremely personal about me. And I'm like, how do they know that? And then I realize like in interviews, because I'm home, I feel like I don't understand that's like being recorded and like being put out, you know, and I'm being like so vulnerable, you know, and so well, funny.
I think fans really like to see that part of an artist, you know, because it makes us relate to you and as a person. And I think for me, at least, your music like transpires beyond just lyrics to a song. It ends up being more personal for us.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, and I really enjoy your music. You kind of play on a lot of write about love, but it's not really obvious, you know? Is that something you strive for?
Yes, for sure. I think I don't like to be very direct on my songs because there's something about like writing in a way that is so personal that a lot of people wouldn't get it. But like, I feel people can feel it, you know, if that makes sense. Like,
I felt it. I could see that it was about love, but it's not like, hey, I'm in love and I love this person. No, it's very metaphorical.
Yeah, I think I really try to be like that with my songs. But yes, like sometimes I will like put in like let's say like inside jokes I had with a person, and that's like a word, but like people are like, why did she just said that, or like a weird phrase, or yeah, I just try to be as like personal as possible and really try to like dig in myself to see like what, like I'm sure there's like more to the story that what happened to me. So like I'm trying to like find, you know, more like, what's the word, like palpable?
I think so.
Like more like things. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
Outside of your own self and
yeah,
try to not be too obvious.
Yeah.
And it's like, all music.
Very like I like things that like bring pictures to your head.
It does. And Oceans Away did that for me.
Oh, thank you. That's so cool.
And now I want to talk a little bit more about your musical journey. You had quite a journey. You left your home to go to Michigan to go to school, and then you went to London, and then you finally got a record deal and had to fly to Los Angeles, and now you're back in Panama. Was this something you always strive for like this much attention and all the interviews that you're having now and releasing your debut EP?
I definitely strive for like music being out, and like I like my dream is just making really, really good, like something I'm really proud of, you know. The attention part, I still don't even, like, I don't even know if it's happening, you know, because I'm, like, in my house, and I just get messages on my Instagram, so I don't really, like, you know what's happening that much, but, yeah, I think the dream has always been just the music part, and now there's, like, a lot of stuff, like, happening, which is really cool, because it means people are listening, so I feel very grateful for that.
Yeah, and congratulations. You have a beautiful set. And we've been playing here at the station, A Handful of Water. And personally, I've been playing Oceans Away.
Yeah. That's so cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That means so much to me. I cannot believe. Because, again, I'm in Panama. And then, like, just, like, my song being played, like, in another country. Like, that's just so weird and so wild.
Yeah, and cities across the United States, and I'm sure also the South America and Central America.
Yeah, like, yes, it's just so weird. Like, there was someone, like a friend of mine that is in Spain, in Barcelona, she went to Madrid for like a little bit, and while being there, she was in a taxi or like an Uber, or a friend's car, I don't know. And they were playing one of my songs.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
It's surreal.
It's just so weird. Yeah. And like, I just feel very happy about it, you know?
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah. Your music should be played everywhere. And talking about music, can we listen to a song? I know you have your guitar ready.
Yeah, I do. So I guess since we said Handful of Water, we were talking about that. That's the first one we're going to do.
Lately, I've been distracting myself. Locked my door, but it don't really help. Tried so hard, pero lo que resiste, persiste. Cannot feel it. No matter what I do, intention slipping through. A handful of water that I can hold on to. So I'm looking around, spilling feelings on the ground. A handful of water, a handful of water. A handful of water. What's my problem with getting closer? Found myself in mixed emotions, roller coasters. Don't know how I found myself relying on this. Don't like to admit. No matter what I do, intentions slipping through. A handful of water that I can't hold on to. So I'm walking around, spilling feelings on the ground. A handful of water.
Thank you for playing that tune. I want to talk a little bit about the process of your EP. I was reading that when the pandemic hit, you haven't even started recording the album and you had to figure out a way to do it. So all this back and forth using the internet, sending files, returning files, was that a grueling?
I'm still making music like that. It was so tough, to be honest. Like, the songs were all written by the time I was signed, like the EP was done, you know, like lyrically and melodically and everything, with the guitar and whatever. I had like the demos, and then like I got signed during the pandemic, so like after that it was like, okay, let's start working. So we got in touch with some like producers and some that were interested, and we started working with them. And it's hard, you know, because like especially for me, I'm like, so the only reason I'm doing this entire thing is because of the music part, and like I want to be there with a producer, and like, you know, you want to create a world. And it was really difficult because we couldn't do that, but I'm very proud of like what came out either way, because you know, we were able to like work even if like the situations were bad, you know?
Yeah, and I think it kind of speaks to your artistry. Like, artists, I feel, they always challenge themselves one way or another, whether you want to or not. And the pandemic was definitely a challenge to your artistic intake and your artistic creative process.
Yeah.
Do you feel that because of this, your songs turned out differently
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I'm very happy with how they turn out. But I know, like, in a world where no COVID, I think it would have been different. But I'm very happy with how they turned out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We have, like, music videos and all that. But, like, you know, like, the music videos that I had that were, like, recorded with, like, this little camera. And I was just, like, figuring out, you know what I mean? Like, all of them. And most of them were, like, edited by me, too, you know?
Oh, really? See, it's all DIY.
So I don't think people understand how DIY this project was. Like, it's so funny.
Then estás poniendo más de tu corazón en el proyecto. Mm-hmm. Putting more of your heart into it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so, you know, I want to talk a little bit also about this bilingual identity that both of us hold. We know English and Spanish. And you put in a little bit of Spanish into the Handful of Water song, into the album. Do you wish or do you hope to put in a little bit more of that later on in your future music?
Definitely. It just has to be done right, you know? Like, I think I've heard sometimes when people like try to do that and I'm like, I'll stop it. But then some people like Telepatía by Caliuchis, like, she did such a good job at like combining both. And that entire album is like amazing, and what she was able to do, that's great. And it's funny with because Handful of Water, like I didn't go into the session being like, yeah, I'm gonna put a lyric in Spanish or anything. I was like, I need to find a way to say this. Because my mom's always said to me, lo que resiste, persiste, always.
Oh, wow.
And then when I was like, my mom always says that, and I kind of want to put it in the song, but like, it's in Spanish. And the guy that was with me, the producer, Johnny Latimer, he was like, just say it, and then we'll rhyme it. And I was like, okay. And then we said it, and it fit in well.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I was scared of that, because I was like, what if people are going to be like, I should speak in Spanish? But like, everyone's like reacted to it very well. So
I'm telling you, this is this dual identity that many Latinos in the United States hold. You know, we speak both languages. And I know I was also reading that you were having kind of trouble with staying true to that identity. Is that still true today, or are you a little bit more not so shy to speak in Spanish?
No, I've never been shy about speaking in Spanish. I think when I'm like in the US for a while, it's hard for me to speak Spanish. When I'm in Panama, it's hard for me to speak English. Like, you know, it's like depends on where I am. Like it gets like the language. I think when I was younger, I felt like I struggled with my identity being a Latina woman, you know. Like, I thought I was, like, one of the other people, you know, like, I thought I was, like, there was nothing different, you know, and I remember going into the U.S. and people kept, like, putting, like, it was, I don't know how to explain it, like, and I realized, I was like, whoa, oh, I get, like, I'm different to these people.
Yeah.
And for a while, for a bit, I was very embarrassed to tell people where I was from. And I was very embarrassed to speak Spanish. And I dyed my hair blonde. And I wouldn't want to, like, stand in the sun because I was scared that the moment I was going to get, like, super tanned. And then, like, when I would, like, come back from Panama, like, to school, people were, like, she got spray tanned. I was, like, I was, you know what I mean? And it was, like, this like constant thing I was like terrified of. And then with time I was like, what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I feel like I've never been more proud of being a Panamanian, you know what I mean, like a Latina. And I think it took time, maybe because I was so young, I didn't understand it then, and I wanted to fit in so badly. But, you know, I'm so proud of my culture and my family, and all my families are from like different parts of Latin America, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia,
Wow.
This is my family's nest. Everyone's from different places and have like lived in Santa Lucia as well. Like it's very, everyone is, you know, but we're all from here.
Yeah.
And I think now that I'm older, like with my music, I feel like, you know, it can be such an, I wanted to do just music in English. And then I realized how people here in Panama were reacting to that. And everyone was so happy. But a few people were like, oh, but I can't speak English that well or whatever. And, you know, it would be so cool if I can get to that point where I want to get and I can sing in my language as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it would be so powerful for like young girls from here, you know, from Latin America. And you know, I think do all of it, being proud of where we're from, you know.
Yeah, and I think music that does have lyrics in Spanish and English does help younger people. Because when I was growing up, out here in the United States, there was no music in Spanish, or at least not rancheras or cumbias and very pop stuff. And also when I was in middle school, I kept putting into ESL classes, even though I spoke English. It was really weird. So it made me feel the same as you, very different.
You feel off. You feel like you don't fit in, like you're not that smart, like you're not.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah, and it's really sad, but at the same time, that's what makes us like
special.
Like, yeah, like we have this beautiful community that, like, you know, like I'm sure there's other cultures that are very like inclusive and like, you know, they want to like stick together, but like I know like Latin people are like I will meet a girl from Costa Rica in the US and she will become my best friend, like in a second.
Totally. And, that might work.
Yeah, and you know, there's something very beautiful about that. And yeah, there's such a massive community of Latin people in the US, you know.
So has that reflected in your songwriting now? I'm sure during the pandemic, being stuck at home.
I didn't realize how much it like impacted me until like not like this year. Like I said, like seeing people reacting here from Panama, like how much it meant for them that I was doing what I'm doing. I felt like even if I did it in Spanish, it would just like even be, you know, more inspiring for other people. I get messages from girls, and like when I go on their Instagram, they're like 16 or 14, and they're like, because of you, I've started singing again, and I'm going to art school, and I'm applying, and there's this other girl, she like wanted to be a painter, and she was like scared of telling her parents. And I know maybe for like people in the US are like, what? Like it's like, why is that a big deal? But here, like in Latin America, or like at least in Central America, Panama, to go for the arts is something very looked down on. How do you say that? Like,
yeah, look down.
Yeah, it's just like not, you know, there's no like
they're like, are you sure you don't want to do like a doctor? You don't want to be like
something? Apoyo. Apoyo in English.
Huh?
Apoyo.
Oh, support. There's no support
for the arts and like, you know, in, well, as much as in other places. Like, but for example, like in Colombia, there is a lot of more support in the arts. You know what I mean? And I think in Mexico as well, but I'm sure that like we've all lived a version of, you know, people being like, are you sure you're doing that? Like, you're gonna be able to do, you're not gonna have a house, you're not gonna, you know. But yeah, I'm very happy to have the opportunity to have this like space and inspire other people, because like I didn't even come, like this wasn't even part of the dream, you know what I mean? But now it's like been such an inspiring thing, you know?
Yeah, it's tiene que seguir para adelante.
Sí.
Of course. Can we hear another song right now?
Yes. Which one would you like?
Ooh, Oceans Away, because that one's beautiful. I'm gonna end the interview real soon, but I still have a few more questions. These are a little more relaxed and a little bit more to get to know you as a person. So first one, are you more of a coffee person or a tea person?
Coffee. I mean, I know I should do tea, but I'm like, I have a problem with caffeine. Like I cannot have, sorry. I know these questions should be quick, but like.
No, that's fine. I like that.
Like tea, I like, but, and I love tea, but. I love coffee, but I know I can't have it because I go crazy. Like people know that they will, sometimes they're like, if you're going to drink coffee, I don't want to be around you, which, you know.
Yeah. You're like, talk to me before, after I have my coffee first. You're one of those people.
No, because if I talk to them after I have my coffee, I'm like too much for everyone. I'm like, I don't want to be around.
That's
fun. I drink coffee.
I have to drink coffee first, and then I'm like, oh, chill. I can concentrate on work.
All right.
Next question. What is your favorite food?
I would have to say, there's one soup I've had, and it's like a restaurant in Liverpool called Pho. And it's like Vietnamese like soup. It's so good. It's like, it's called something. It's not, It's like there's one called spicy green. That's the one my boyfriend likes. And then this one I like, this like super green. I like super green. There's like a bunch of vegetables and soup. So good.
Yeah, that pho is so great. Out here in Los Angeles, there's pho places everywhere. I can't believe
it. And I had it in LA when I went, but it was not the same as this one restaurant. They make it so well. I do not know what they do, but like it's
that's funny. Next question. What was one of your favorite albums to listen to when you were growing up that you just couldn't stop listening to?
When I was like younger, I remember when Pure Heroin came out by Lorde. And that was the first album, or one of the first albums I like really got obsessed with.
Ah, that's a good one. She's great.
She's so smart. Like, we don't deserve Lorde. We don't deserve her.
That's so funny. What is one of your favorite movies?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, yeah?
I would say that's my favorite, absolutely favorite movie. When I was younger, I printed, I found, I don't know how, I found the script online and I printed it. And I would like watch the movie, like reading it. And I was like acting it out. And I was like 13, 14. And I would watch it every single day. Every single day after school, I would come home and watch the movie.
Wow. Like, that's a lot of watching of the movie.
I'm not exaggerating. That's the worst part. Like, I wish I could.
And so when you've had a bad day, you put that on now?
I haven't watched it in a while, but I kind of want to forget it. I have like the memory of a hamster. Like, I'll forget everything like in a second. So I'm trying to forget about it and then watch it again as if it was like a new movie. Because it's just like I need to have it again, but like that feeling of that first time I watched it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gonna do the same, because when I was like 13, I connected with the movie so much. Like, yeah, I hope I can do that again.
Yeah, well, you said you have a pretty short memory, so you can experience it all over again. It's like 51st Dates. You get to watch it.
That's like Harry Potter. I watched, like, I was super, like, into it when I was, like, 14. And then, like, I think at the beginning of quarantine, I was able to watch all the movies as if it was the first time. It was great. Same with, like, the Hunger and stuff. I'm, like, obsessed with Jennifer Lawrence. I've been obsessed with her since I was, like, a baby.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'll watch it and I'll be obsessed with it. So.
Well, I hope if you, when you come back to Los Angeles, you get to meet her somewhere at a restaurant or something.
I don't know if I would want that, to be honest. Like, in my head, she's this, like, person. And I know she's a woman, you know? So what if she's, like, and she just, like, is not in the mood? Like, I think I'll be, like, ruined for a long time. Like, I don't think I can do myself. I mean, I know some people that have, like, met her, and they all said that she's, like, the sweetest, but, and really smart, but I don't, you know. I don't know if I would want to meet my idols, you know?
Well, hopefully she adds you to her playlist or something. That'd be cool.
Oh my God, it's like Jennifer Lawrence listens back in music.
Jennifer, if you're watching 88.5, listen to Sofia Valdez.
If she were to listen to my music or just like hear my, or just like hear one time one of my songs, I would then feel like I've made it. Like, I can retire after that.
That's funny. No, don't retire. Don't retire. We need more music from you.
That would be, I'll be happy. I'll be, like, satisfied with whatever. Like, I'm fine.
Last question. Can you tell us something about Panama that maybe most people don't know? Or maybe your favorite thing about it?
I think it's something really cool. But my sister just, there's this volcano here. It's called Volcán Barú. And my sister just hiked it. And this is a really long like hike, and it's really difficult. And it's like really cold and then really hot. And it's just like, but when you get to the top of it and everyone's like super tired, you feel like you're like in heaven and you're like above the clouds, and on one side you can see the Atlantic Ocean and the other you can see the Pacific Panama, and like you can just do that in the Atlantic Pacific, you know what I mean? You can like see it. And I think that's really cool.
Wow, that's amazing. I gotta look it up.
If you can do that, you can look at both the oceans. Because Panama is so, you can see both ways, but you can only see it from a really high point, and that's the only high point you can see it.
Oh my God, what was it called again?
Volcán Barú.
Barú. I'll remember that if I'm ever over there.
Yeah. I should do that, but I'm very like, everyone in my house makes fun of me. I'm like a spaghetti. I'll be like, you know, I'm not like strong. I went on a hike with my boyfriend. It wasn't even a hike. We were just going, it was like up a hill. And it was so difficult for me. So bad. And like a little hike. Also, we went on a little hike with like her parents. His dad is like 63 and his mom is like, she's 50. And they were like up in the hill by the time I was like trying to, but also they're like in such good conditions. But yeah, I really want to do that hike that I was saying to the volcano. But my mom was like, I wouldn't let you do it because I would be scared you will fall, because I'm also so clumsy that just, it would be a possibility, you know.
That's dangerous for you. Don't do it.
I would have to like work out and like be strong, but like I'm not the strongest, like, you know what I mean? I just play guitar.
Yeah. That's light enough for you.
Yeah.
Well, Sophia, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for taking the time and playing your wonderful tunes.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
What's left in your day for today? More interviews, or are you just going to check?
In like an hour, and it's till 10 p.m. It's like 6 to 7 hours now writing.
That's wow. All right. Well, thank you.
I'm writing. We got to love it. I don't like it, but, you know, that's the job.
Yeah.
Right.
That's your path. You chose it.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you.
Writing our names after hours. What is it about me that I can't find peace? Traces of flowers from travel. Bet your letters in a box, could I even bother? Here's the truth, I'll always go back to you. No one ever told you would leave me here so lonely. Playing with snow like little kids, laughing till we were crying. I heard heavy, wasn't it? After striking the song that I learned, I admit it's about you. It's always about you. About you. Here's the truth, I'll always go back to you. No one ever told me you would leave me here so lonely, 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 catch. It's been dragging us through the water to face the fact that I'm leaving on Sunday at 2 p.m. And I'm